Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Imagine if your church services were banned. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, this is another one of those cases that's been going on far too long. I mean, it's been many, many months. These people have not been allowed to worship in their building. And it's because, basically, a Florida state judge banned them from gathering for Bible study, prayer, or religious worship in the church.
Yeah, this is Coastal Family Church in Flagler County, Florida, which is north of Daytona, if you're looking at it geographically on the map on the coast. So Coastal Family Church bought a place in what was a basically storefront type of mall.
Like a strip mall,
A strip mall. And so they're selling individual places to different owners. And Coastal Family purchased one of those places, and they went through the zoning, and they got approved to have a church there in that storefront.
I think their building used to be like a furniture store or something, but they also have like a dollar store in that strip and some other businesses.
Yeah, so in that same place, you're right, there's a dollar store. There's also like a fraternal order of police.
Where they play bingo.
Mm-hmm. And so in the deed restrictions, they have a restriction that says you can't have a public assembly. And there's no definition of what that is.
But don't people assemble to go shopping in a dollar store?
Well, you know, that's true. When you look at the laws in Flagler County, like, say, for example, that govern parks or parade permits, there is no definition anywhere in the laws regarding what an assembly is.
Don't they assemble to go play bingo at the fraternal order?
Exactly. So here you have some other owners. You have the Dollar Tree. So the Dollar Tree, people go there, right? And they're assembling to buy things. But you have the fraternal order there, and they have bingo. Well, what do? They come there, and they're basically gambling, right? That's what bingo is.
Mm-hmm.
They're gambling, and they're having, you know, this assembly, and they're playing the game of bingo. So you've got a public assembly. They're not selling them things. They're just raising money by having this assembly of bingo nights. That's okay. But then Coastal Family Church, they're in another storefront, and they got zoning permission. So
they own that building.
They own the building, and the people that's part of that association, they knew that they're a church. They're called Coastal Family Church. They knew that they were getting zoning permission. And then once they went through all that and they started to have a church service on Sunday, they said, oh, you can't have that. That's a religious assembly. That's not permitted. Well, what's the difference between a, quote, religious assembly and the bingo assembly or some of the other assemblies that they have in some of the other adjacent places? Well, they don't have any explanation for that. So they were sued to stop their assembly, and the judge agreed and shut them down with no notice. Issued an order, Holly, on a Friday afternoon that they could not worship on Sunday.
And then they called police officers to patrol the area to make sure none of the church members showed up to worship.
Why would you issue an order on Friday afternoon?
What country is this?
It's not an emergency, right?
Yeah.
It's not a health risk.
It's like COVID coming back or something, yeah.
Yeah, and so on a Friday afternoon, issue an order, you can't assemble there. So what the Coastal Family Church had to do is notify their people, we can't meet because of this court order. And so some of the people didn't have social media or email. So in case some people didn't get the word, a couple of the leaders showed up just to let people know we can't have worship today. Well, the police showed up because they were called by the people who filed suit.
And I don't think the police really wanted to be there.
The police didn't want to be there.
They were just following orders.
I think they were probably irritated that
these are sweet church people. Yeah.
Come here and tell people that they can't worship.
Really, the people, there's crimes going on across town, and you're calling us to
come here and tell people they can't worship.
To ban a church.
So yeah. They couldn't worship. And so the litigation began. Liberty Counsel is litigating on behalf of the church. We're also litigating in a separate lawsuit on behalf of people who attend the church. So here's the thing. You've got a particular location, and we represent the church, but we also represent in a separate lawsuit people who attend the church.
I'm sure they never thought they were going to have to sue in order to go to church.
Yeah, so we're suing to be able to go to church.
Think about that.
So those same people that we represent, let's look at the people that we represent in a separate lawsuit with regards to those who want to go to church. So those individuals can go to the church, and they can have lunch. They could play bingo. They could meet for a business meeting, because actually the deed restriction says that you can meet for business purposes. So you could meet for a business meeting. You could have a board meeting there. But what happens now if that same board meeting wants to start with prayer, or they want to do, like, for example, I serve on a publicly traded company's board, Timothy Plan. And so we begin every board meeting, every quarterly board meeting, with about a 30-minute devotion. And we have a pastor that comes in, has been coming in many, many years, and he leads a scripture devotion, and we have prayer for at least 30, 40 minutes before we actually start the meeting. Now, what happens if these people did that? They wanted to have a board meeting, but they wanted to have the pastor start off the board meeting with a Bible study and some prayer, maybe some praise and worship. And then they go into their board meeting.
Are the police going to show up when that happens?
Yeah. Is that illegal? And then when they go to the secular meeting, that's okay? Or say they want to have bingo. Let's have bingo on the same night the other groups are having bingo. So now we're going to have bingo here. But before we do bingo, let's pray. And let's have some Bible study and fellowship. Is that banned, but the bingo is okay? There's so many issues with this.
It's like a third world country.
Yeah. So this lawsuit on behalf of the people, we have filed it against the Honorable Judge Sandra Upchurch. She's the judge who issued the order. And the reason is because we're defending in the state court the case on behalf of Coastal Family Church, but the congregants, the people that want to attend, who are lawful invitees, right? They are not trespassing. They are invited by the pastor to come to that facility. They have a right to be there for secular purposes. They have a right to be there for a business assembly. But now this judge says they can't be there if their purpose for being there is religious in nature.
And think about it. I mean, you go to a church every Sunday, maybe more than that during the week. They haven't been able to do that for months. They haven't been able to do that for Easter. I mean, they've been deprived all these months because some judge has ruled against them attending.
Right, and saying that a public assembly includes this religious assembly, but a public assembly does not include a secular assembly. So you can assemble for secular reasons, but you can't assemble for religious reasons.
That's religious discrimination.
Absolutely. And so the court can't ban religious assembly. So on behalf of these individuals who are not defendants, but have a right to be there, we have filed suit asking the federal courts to block this state court injunction. Now, we have done that before in two other cases. We did that in a case, Judy Madsen case, where we had a lawsuit in Florida. Judy Madsen was sued in state court by the abortion clinic and to stop having any presence around the clinic. Ironically, she had never been to the clinic. She had just been praying for people that would go to that abortion clinic and give out literature. So that was appealed. We represented her. And then we filed suit on behalf of Myrna Scheffer in federal court against the judge, Judge McGregor, who issued that order, because people who were not defendants, like these people here, were also affected and impacted by that order. Those two cases went up to the courts at the same time, caused a conflict between the federal decision and the state opinion, and then the Supreme Court of the United States took the case, and that was the Madsen versus Women's Health Center that I argued and that decided was in 1994. It's the same kind of situation here.
We need to pray for these people.
Pray for
church.
These people, because, yes. Again, we're now talking a year or more. That's actually more than a year where this case has been in effect. And these people have not been able to attend church. Now, they can attend bingo, but they can't attend church. That's unconstitutional, and unconscionable. When in reality, the decision from this court is what's unconstitutional and unconscionable.
Hmm.
So yes, please pray for justice to prevail and for the people who attend Coastal Family Church in Flagler, Florida. For more information about this case or any of the others we are litigating, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org.